Well, howdy guys, now here's a news item we're seeing quite a lot of, aren't we? This is an American femme, and she was contacted by somebody and asked her if she wanted to make some money and get a free holiday. Then all she had to do was deliver a suitcase to a certain place. And the femme even admitted she didn't care what was in the suitcase, she wanted a free holiday. But nobody's that naive in today's world, are they? It's pretty obvious what was in the suitcase. Anyway, she flew into Manchester Airport in the UK, where they scanned the case and it wasn't good. She was detained at the airport and finally arrested. The suitcase was full of cocaine, and apparently she took a friend with her as well. They both were told what was found in the suitcase. Her friend made a plea deal, but this femme pleaded not guilty, because she said she didn't know what was in the suitcase. Right. Funny how these femmes are strong and empowered, then play the innocent victim, damsel in distress, femme, when it's advantageous to do so. Anyway, she was finally sentenced to 11 years in jail. But because this is a femme, of course, she was released after 19 months, was given a credit card with money on it, and put on a plane back to America, so she could spend Christmas with her family. Oh, that's nice. Never heard of that happening when it's a male being caught for this, but... And of course, this femme has no shame. She's actually made a video about it. It's pretty obvious she knew something was in the suitcase that wasn't good. Nobody offers you money and a free holiday just to take somebody's personal belongings somewhere. But don't tell me she didn't know that too. These femmes are scamming the justice system, just like femmes scam everything else. She's not a criminal, is she? She's a celebrity now. Anything to get attention, absolutely anything. Who says crime doesn't pay? It does if you're a femme. But it's quite amazing that they have no guilt about what they've done. In her mind, not any of this was her fault whatsoever. Until the government cracks down on people like this, and actually gives them real, actually long sentences, this will keep happening. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. It's pretty obvious what the message is. Femmes are good, always, no matter what they do. Males are bad. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy now.